Indonesia's government had long ignored evidence of a mounting Islamic terrorist state. Then came the horrific October 2002 nightclub bombing in Bali, which killed 202 people. Under pressure to find those responsible for the attack, President Megawati Sukarnoputri turned to Imadi Mangkupastika, a 51-year-old general in the National Police Department who had established a reputation for fairness in his investigations into murders and corruption all over Indonesia. Known for his no-nonsense approach and readiness to follow a criminal trail no matter where it leads, Indonesia's top cop had his work cut out for him. Despite a wave of criticism at the beginning of his investigation, Mr. Pastika's team solved a crime many felt was too politically risky to tackle and brought some justice on behalf of those who lost friends and family. Within weeks, loose strings in the investigation slowly came together. It became clear that Jamaah Islamiyah, an organization linked to the international terrorist network Al-Qaeda, planned and carried out the attacks. Sidney Jones is a veteran Indonesia expert who has been critical of the police force in the past. She says there has been a widespread distrust of the institution, which has been ridden with corruption, burdened with poor funding, and saddled with a reputation for brutality and incompetence. In the face of all of this, she says, she's impressed by Mr. Pastika's success.
I think he did a superb job. I think the people who have succeeded him had a wonderful precedent to follow, and I think that he set both the style and the pace of the investigations in a way that's led to what I think has been an extremely professional and creditable job in rounding up JI suspects.
James Van Zorge is a political risk consultant based in Indonesia. He says despite early denial of the presence of terrorism in Indonesia in the aftermath of the Bali bombings, Indonesian police inched quickly towards the upper echelons of Jamaah Islamiyah.
And they did so, I think, in large part thanks to Made Pastika, who's a national police chief, his work and his capabilities, and showed that he was very capable of moving the ball down the field.
Within weeks of beginning the Bali probe, Mr. Pastika's team made a major breakthrough with the arrest of Amrozi, a 40-year-old mechanic who allegedly confessed to buying and transporting the explosives to Bali. 1 year later, Indonesian courts have convicted Amrozi and three other key terrorists, and more than a dozen others have been sentenced. All this despite Bali not having any idea how to start such a wide-scale investigation, much less possess the tools to begin. Boy Salamuddin is head of the detectives in the Bali Command. He said the investigative team did not know how to process a crime scene properly and, as a result, many areas where key evidence was buried became contaminated.
A crime scene becomes unclear, becomes difficult to the investigator to take the fingerprint, to take the some evidence and other things.
Mr. Salamuddin says Mr. Pastika was key in opening up the probe to expert agents from the U.S. FBI, Britain's Scotland Yard, and Australian Federal Police, which help uncover the evidence needed to track down the suspects. And being open to that kind of cooperation, Mr. Salamuddin says, is what could help elevate Mr. Pastika to a bigger role in battling terrorism in the future.
I do hope we'll be appointed head of Indonesian police.
But some analysts say that's unlikely considering Mr. Pastika is a devout Hindu in a nation dominated by Muslims. What's more, they say, is his reputation as an honest cop is so widely known that he may have to pay the price for his upfront approach during a 28-year-long career. After all, they say, this is an institution with a long history of blocking leaders who have pushed for reform. Analyst Sidney Jones agrees the police force has a long way to go, even with Mr. Pastika's efforts to make the institution more credible.
I think that there's no question but that the image of the police has improved dramatically since the Bali investigation started. But I also think that the image was so bad that there's a long way to go. And I think in some ways the people in Indonesia more generally can still see it both ways. They can see the professional job done on the investigations, but the police they encounter on a day-to-day basis demanding bribes, being brutal toward people for misdemeanors, engaging in all sorts of nefarious activities is what their basic view of the police is going to be based on.
Meanwhile, law enforcement officials in the West are pinning their hopes on Mr. Pastika. As investigations in the region continue, analysts say time will tell whether Indonesia's top cop will prove to be a player in the global fight on terrorism. Mary Mata, VOA News in Hong Kong.